I have to admit that I was pretty excited when I got that email. It seemed like a great possibility. And it seemed as though someone had seen some great possibilities in what I was doing. So I'm pretty sure that my ego got in the way. Let me back up just a bit. About 6 weeks ago, I got an email out of the blue from someone who said that he had noticed the YouTube channel that I was trying to launch for DavidMcElroy.tv, and he loved the idea. This guy and his partners have quite a bit of experience with various YouTube channels, with marketing and growing different ones as businesses. He thought that what I was attempting had serious potential as a business, so he wanted to talk about a partnership. I was really excited because it was great to have someone who was experienced, who sort of validated my concept. But I was also excited because I have tended to do my best work in the past when I've had a partner working with me. I like to have someone to bounce ideas off of and to keep me accountable for staying on track. Yeah, I'll admit it. I can easily get off track when I don't have a partner who cares about something just as much as I do. For the first couple of weeks of our discussions, everything seemed like a dream come true. Everything sounded great. He and his partners were offering some services and expertise in areas in which I'm weak, and they were committed to helping me to develop and market my idea. They were totally on board with letting me do things my way. Well, not everything is meant to be, especially when it eventually feels as though someone is trying to take advantage of you. I do think this man and his partners could have provided some marketing and development help that I really need right now. But in the end, the price was simply too high. Before I knew it, I lost trust in him, so I backed out. After I let him know that I would not agree to his terms and that I was going to move forward without him, he did change his tune, and he said he was willing to accept my terms instead. It was okay. We can do it your way. But honestly, it was too late. I simply didn't trust him. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure there's nothing wrong with him in the rest of his life, but I cannot partner with someone who I don't trust. For those of you who have been waiting for my channel to debut, both of you, or a dozen of you, or whatever it is, this is the explanation for what's really taking so long. As I told you, maybe a week or two ago, I've also had struggles with content and figuring out how to strike a balance with some things, but I've mostly been on hold for about 6 weeks because of this potential partnership. The truth of the matter is, it is great to have a partner, but it's better to go it alone than to do it with someone you don't trust. And that's true of business or anything else in life. The bottom line is that the deal is dead. Not everything that sounds great to my ego turns out to be great. So I am back to work on the more mundane issues now, trying to produce videos that I will not be embarrassed to show you. So thanks for your patience. I'll be back when I have something that I think is decent enough to get us started. And if you want to be my partner on this, I'm still open to listening. But I hope I can avoid letting my ego get too excited too quickly next time. In the meantime, you folks have a great week. I'll talk with you soon.